This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is sponsored by Amazon. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Mike Birbiglia is going to be joining us. We're very excited about that. And so we had Bryn grab a little bit of Mike Birbiglia just to get us warmed up. Mike Birbiglia.
So he did a movie last year called Don't Think Twice. It's one of the few films on Rotten Tomatoes that has 99%.
Tell me what that was.
It was about an improv troupe. And one of the members of the improv troupe basically gets promoted to SNL.
I totally wanted to see that.
It is so good.
I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, and I was, you know, you guys gave me 3 weeks to just kind of keep mentioning it on the air because I thought it was so great. But it's definitely worth checking out. And the film is, it's just so true. If you've ever done any kind of acting or theater or musicals, I mean, that's the vibe. He nailed it. And it's funny because when the one person from the troupe gets elevated to SNL, all the other members are constantly pitching him. Do you think Lauren Michael will watch this? Could you get him this to read? Will you please help me out? It's just so good. Don't think twice, everyone. Last year.
Mike is going to be on the show at about 8 o'clock today. He is playing at the Pete's Theater at the Berkeley Rep. In the Pete's Theater, oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And that's through the 20th. Now through the 20th of August is a 70-minute show with no intermission. Says so right here.
Yep.
Just 70 minutes straight. BerkeleyRep.org. info@BerkeleyRep.org. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Usher. Very talented. Singer.
Is this story dance. About his talent, though?
Nope.
It's not.
No, it's
all
not.
I hear about this guy is his herpes giving ways.
Yep. There are three new people accusing Usher of exposing them to the herpes. One of the three new people held a press conference yesterday along with her lawyer. Her name is Quantasia Sharpton. Here's a shot of her. She banged him a few years ago, I guess. She went to his concert and
He banged this chick?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. A few years ago, though, she was 19 at the time. She goes by Angel because she says her name is, people look at her name
by
and go, what
a few
now?
Years ago, do you mean she looks different
I don't
now
know.
Than she
I
did
I don't
then?
Know what she looked like a few years ago. She's not the hottest chick I've ever seen, I guess is what we're trying to say.
Maybe thick girls.
Maybe.
This isn't about her being thick. She's not hot, and he's a superstar.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's not hot. I mean, that's fine. He can bone anyone he wants. But,
right, plenty of guys bang non-hot chicks.
But in my head, I'm like, that's the lady.
Yep. And so it was her birthday when she turned 19. She went to his concert, and she had like a little birthday crown on. And she got to somehow she got to go backstage before the show. And I guess Usher saw her and told one of his guys to go get her number. He calls her and he's like, where are you? And I guess she was at some hotel because she was staying. He comes over and they do it. He leaves.
That's
never hears
story.
From him again. Yep. Mm-hmm. And now she's saying, oh, and she tweeted something like, enjoying my last few minutes as a normal person.
Right.
Like, in other words, she knows as soon as she does this press conference, she's going to be everywhere. And
she tweeted or whatever social media, I need some money.
Oh, yeah. But about a week ago. Yeah. And I think she, you know, I don't know if she's going to get some money, but she's out there making accusations.
Well, didn't someone already get money?
$1.1 million.
A precedent has been set that this guy's going around handing out herpes
and $1 million paycheck.
Right. Yeah.
She does not have herpes, by the way. I guess in the time that she between the time she had sex with him and now, which, let me see if it says how long it is. She's had a baby, and so when you get pregnant, they test you for herpes, because I think that if you have an outbreak at the time that you're going to give birth, they do a C-section so the baby doesn't get it, or I'm not sure. But they test you really for everything when you're pregnant. She doesn't have it, and she says that doesn't matter. He picked me out of a concert and had sex with me and didn't say anything about it. Now, he could certainly argue, I didn't have it at the time, but who knows when that other thing was settled, because I think that was a few years ago. One of the other two people who says that they did it with Usher, one of them does have herpes. Another one doesn't. One of the two is a man who allegedly had some oral with Usher.
And, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And an attorney.
Is Usher known to be bisexual?
Not that I've heard.
I've never heard that before.
All right.
Down low.
But this dude is, you know.
You saw that, Oprah, too?
What? Where down low's a thing? Oh, down low's been a thing for a long
time. Wait, actually, I think I first saw the down low subject come up on, like, maybe Law and Order or something.
Really?
What, that you're bi, and so these things happen on
the down
low?
Well, I guess you would be considered bi, but it's in certain communities. In the Black community, I think, is the story specifically. Mm-hmm. Being gay is not okay, so these guys do have these affairs with other men, but would never do it up front.
Mm, right.
It's never okay to admit that that's happening.
So that's
and
why
if someone were to
low.
Say to them, you know, oh, well, you're having sex with men, you're gay or bisexual, they would say, no. No. So, and I'm telling you, I think I either saw that on Oprah or I saw it on Law and Order or both, but that's the only reason I know about it from the television.
Mm. Well, Quantasia says she doesn't have it. There's two other people that this particular lawyer is representing, and one of them does have it. And so she represents all, this is the attorney, represents all three of them and says even more people have contacted her, so there could be more lawsuits. It's not even definite that Usher has herpes. All the hysteria rose from news reports that he paid a woman $1.1 million several years ago after giving it to her. And then there's the story that we heard 2 weeks ago where, you know, with the green faucet dripping. I mean.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I know. Hideous. So there you go. Quantasia has put out, she's also known as Angel Valentino, but Quantasia Sharpton, she's one of the people who came forward Monday. And there's quite a bit. Gossip Cop has a big piece on her. And
so they're lining up, in other words.
They are lining up.
They see a payday and they're lining up.
The fact is that she doesn't, I mean, she doesn't, if she had herpes, then maybe, I don't know. It just feels
I hate to say it, but you
escaped unscathed.
If I'm the judge.
Yeah, but it's still illegal what he did.
Sure.
Yeah, but if I'm the judge, that's the line.
Right.
Like,
but you don't have it.
If a doctor tells me this could come up in her life later, it's lying dormant, all right, then that's something that we'll take into consideration when we give her her money. Mm. But if a doctor says, no, we tested her, she does not have it, I would say, then you do not get paid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but you know what?
Does
you
he
also
get fined for doing something illegal?
Here's part of it. You also bone some guy you just met because he's Usher. I'm sorry, but you know, part of that is on you. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I
personal
mentioned to you guys before, there's no doubt. I don't have a long history, but what history I have, I can admit there were times where I was like, there's a condom right there and I'm not reaching. I'm alligator arming. And it's not because I was trying to get someone pregnant. It's because the moment was too hot or whatever that I couldn't possibly stop for a second. So, and not that I have anything, but I'm just saying we all have those moments where we are irresponsible. Mm-hmm. You gotta own that. You gotta be able to say, yeah, I could have at least asked him. Got anything, dude, that I don't want?
Like he would. Well, at least you give him the opportunity to lie to you.
Right.
What is the? I thought if it's AIDS or something that could kill you, that, like, what is the law? Like, do you have to tell someone?
I thought the law was that you must disclose if you have a sexually transmitted disease, you must disclose to the person that you have it, give them the option to go forward or not.
I wonder what they, I mean, if it is in fact illegal, not only could he be on the hook for cash, but, you know, just as for committing this crime.
Like, yeah, I mean, you know, that there would how be... about this? How about the judge says, no, Quantasia, you may not get a payday, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fine him, and he's going to make a donation in your name to said organization.
Right. Is that what she wants?
No.
Hell no.
She wrote,
but
I need money.
The judge is going to be like, nah, this ain't going to go down. Mm. Do you have the part where, because I didn't read the story, but I saw the headline where his insurance company made the statement?
I didn't know how much I wanted to do on Usher, but his insurance company is basically saying, yeah, you didn't tell us about that $1.1 million payout. We don't feel that we should have to cover you for things that you knowingly were spreading around out there. So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I did some research here.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you?
All right. Says as a general rule, you don't have any obligation to tell your partner if you have a disease, but you can't recklessly just transmit the STD. So I guess if you wear protection or if you're safe about it, you don't have to tell them. Mm. But different states vary.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, either way, apparently, just don't bang Usher, you guys. I mean, seems chancy. Taking a chance. Anna Faris and Chris Pratt are breaking up. And, of course, there's a million stories about this out there today. They are breaking up because they have different ideas about what their family should be like, according to TMZ. There, no third party was involved. Don't blame J-Law.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just reading you the story.
Well, that can... There's no doubt two people can find plenty of things to argue about over the course of any given day.
She wants a family. Anna wants a family that's pretty much together most of the time. She wants a base, which for her has been Los Angeles. She wants more kids. She wants a traditional family. Chris has had some life-changing experiences since he married Anna Faris, who was a much bigger star than he was. And I don't consider her a huge star. She's, you know... You sort of know her name, and she's on that show Mother right now, right? Isn't she the daughter of God, the girl who does the Kaiser Permanente ads?
Allison
Jenny.
Yeah.
You don't think she's A-list?
I think that she's upper B-list.
Okay.
You know, I mean, has she starred in?
Yeah, those scary movie. What?
Scary Movie 4.
Yeah, she's starred in those. Whatever. Right. That's not good?
No.
It's not good enough for
you? No, she isn't. She's not like the leading lady in some, you know, epic.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
She's a B actor. Oh, or maybe more than that. I don't watch Mother. I don't know how amazing
she is.
You're
right. I mean, she's been in a ton of things.
It's Mom.
Sure.
It's Mom.
Mom.
Yeah. Oh, she's in the Emoji Movie.
Okay.
All right.
That's
so
not
she's just
helping anybody's career,
she's
right?
She dropped a C just now.
That thing went away. Was that even in the top 10? Was that on my list yesterday, the top 10 movies? Like, that was out 1 week and just...
I don't think so.
It's the lowest rated film this year on Rotten Tomatoes.
So anyway, Chris, who was not as famous as she is when they started this adventure together, is now, I mean, he's
superstar.
He's a solid A-lister.
He's an
A-lister,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Absolutely. They say he's now at the top of the Hollywood food chain. And with that, our opportunity. So he goes all over the world and is gone for months at a time shooting movies. He doesn't want more kids, according to TMZ, at least not in the near future, because he doesn't want to juggle a growing family with his career. And he doesn't want to be corralled in one place, even L.A. They have a little boy named Jack. Here's a shot of them. Jack is on the far left, who's adorable, just a little kid. And they are, devoted to him. Separately and together, they're determined to keep it that way. There are sources that say there are other personal reasons for the split, but the way they see family in the long term was the biggest factor. Both of them are incredibly sad. They've set the wheels in motion for divorce, but they hope it will be amicable. Anna Faris, go ahead.
His next two movies are absolutely like, $300 million films.
What are they?
So the next one in the Avengers series is going to be called Infinity War. And they're bringing... So one thing about Guardians of the Galaxy is they're close cousins of the Avengers. In the comic books, they cross over quite a bit.
Oh.
So they're going to do the crossover finally in the movies. That's his next film. And then after that is the next Jurassic Park movie.
Wow. Oh.
He's the star of that as well.
Yeah.
It's called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
We're really going to get a bunch more Jurassic movies, huh?
Dude, they make money hand over fist.
Yeah, I went and saw it. Anna Faris, the estranged wife in this picture, she's got a book called Unqualified coming out October 24th.
Oh, that's the name of her podcast also.
Oh. the timing's interesting because the foreword was written by her soon-to-be ex-husband, Chris Pratt, and it's a book about Anna's unique take on how to navigate the bizarre, chaotic, and worthwhile adventure of finding love.
Oh.
So does she pull it?
No, it's coming out.
It's still going to come out, huh? Oh, so she's got to go promote that thing in the middle of a divorce.
The J-Law rumors.
Yeah, let's hear
about it. Supposedly she and Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt got a little too close when they made the movie Passengers together. Sources, though, are saying, no, stop it. She's currently involved with Darren Aronofsky, who directed her in her new movie, which is called Mother, with an exclamation point. Mother!
Oh, yeah, there's a trailer
out today.
It's
a horror
today,
movie,
huh?
Right?
Yeah, it's a
Did
horror movie.
Did you guys
movie.
Post the trailer?
Yeah, we'll I'm going to sponsor it.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you. And that comes out next month. I guess they're saying, you know, of course now they're reading back over everybody's Twitter feeds and trying to find clues and foreshadowing. She did a tweet from, or she liked a tweet from an author named Kelly Oxford that said, so far the hardest part of divorce is not having anyone to yell with when the printer isn't working. And she liked that like a month ago or so. Now maybe a
Who
week
did,
ago.
Anna?
Anna. Somebody else's commentary on divorce.
Well, I don't know them. I feel bad for anybody who's got to deal with that. It's no fun.
Yeah, well, if they can't find anyone else in Hollywood, maybe they can look in their own families. So they did a bunch of different stories about just marriage in general, like celebrity marriages that are still going strong, so I have a list of those. But I was cracking up about this one because, you know, sometimes all people do is hang around with their family.
Sarah?
Hey, I'd never dated anyone in my family. Despite you guys's...
There's some pretty shady behavior
horrible.
Between you and your older brother. Your younger brother, though.
No.
Yeah
coming
cousin?
From my brother's side,
cousin?
Not from mine. And the cousin,
cousin
was... No, I'm very close with my cousins, but they're nothing... Oh, my God!
Uh-huh.
That is totally out of context. Albert Einstein, author H.G. Wells, Charles Darwin, and the outlaw Jesse James all married their first cousins.
All right.
Edgar Allan Poe also married a first cousin. She was 13 at the time. And speaking of 13-year-old brides, Jerry Lee Lewis married a... That's the Great Balls of Fire. Uh-huh. Your dad and mom know about him. He also married a 13-year-old relative. She was his first cousin once removed, which means the child of a first cousin. Thomas Jefferson married his third cousin. FDR was married... I mean, by the time you get to third cousins, I think it's safe. I mean, I don't know what's
Are you working up to Kevin Bacon?
I
Do you have
am
that?
Working up to Kevin
okay.
Bacon. That's really funny that you say that.
Because I saw the headline and started to think, wait, does this all tie into that?
Yeah. Third cousin, I think, is safe. I mean, it does seem like you're far enough removed. Enough other DNA has made it in there that the kids will be all right. FDR was married to his fifth cousin once removed. And John Kerry's first wife was a distant cousin. And so they have this show called Finding Your Roots, which sounds somewhat like, you know, this DNA thing that your
the
brother has
The ancestry
done.
Crap my brother just did, yeah. Which I'm going to do now because apparently you will get a different result.
Which is so confusing. Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick, who have been married for years, they're one of those celebrity couples that's still together. They were on the show Finding Your Roots, and they discovered that they are ninth cousins once removed, which is... Very, very distant. Like, we're all related to each other, they say. You can't get that far away from other people. So at least she's nine. So what's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Six degrees?
Six,
degrees?
Yeah.
So she's 9 degrees at least, you know. So they found that out, but I guess they're not going to break up over it. And there is your celebrity trash. Vinny, I know. There's so much more, too. My God. A ton today. But Mike Birbiglia is going to be here at 8 o'clock, so that we're excited about that. What's going up in the news?
It's like warm apple pie.
Oh, what is? Oh, the...
After these. Okay. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Jennifer Lawrence's movie Mother, with an exclamation point. We have a look at the first trailer. They say it's terrifying. This is directed by her boyfriend, Darren Aronofsky. And they say it's an intense thriller. Follows a couple's relationship tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home and disrupt their tranquil existence. And it also stars Ed Harris, Javier Bardem, and Michelle Pfeiffer. It's coming out on September 15th. Where did we put the trailer?
RadioWallace.com.
Perfect. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a car and driver 10 best 4 years in a row of better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month. For August, check out Oakland's Airport District.
All right.
It's 6:36. Here's what's happening. You guys actually are the ones that told me about this story. The Google engineer that had put out some kind of memo saying there's a reason we're mostly employed by men here. Mm. They're just better suited to the job.
Right. Genetically superior.
The story here this morning is a Google engineer has been fired after igniting a firestorm of controversy over the weekend by writing and releasing an internal memo criticizing the tech company's diversity programs, saying that there's a reason for the male-dominated workforce here. The 10-page anti-diversity memo was first reported by something
pages. That's
called
a rant.
Motherboard, but was published in full by Gizmodo on Saturday, and this guy was iced by Monday. It argued that men are biologically better fit to work in the tech industry and be leaders in the workplace.
All right. Thank you for your input, sir. Goodbye.
Danielle Brown, looks like is Google's new vice president of diversity and inclusion, put out a statement, obviously, going against this person's theory and saying that we are, what does it say here? We are unequivocal in our belief that diversity and inclusion are critical to our success as a company. Well said. That's what you need to say.
Mm-hmm. What you don't need to say is, you know, a 10-page rant about why men are genetically superior to women.
It's interesting having a partner in that business and watching her navigate her way through it as she has come up against older men in the business who are still holding on to those old school beliefs. It's not, this is not that surprise that he was dumb enough to write that thing and spread it. That I'm a little shocked by, considering he should be smart enough to.
Well, he's not a brainiac.
But he works at Google. But he should be pretty smart.
He should be, but he's just demonstrated that he's not.
Yeah, I guess.
He thought he was.
Right.
Right up until he wasn't.
Right. But it's still there. Very much still there.
Mm.
So, yeah.
We've had letters on The Secret Show from women who just feel like, oh my God, I'm just getting shut down left and right. There's no way I can advance here. Tough. It's hard.
One of the things that's interesting while we're on the subject is my partner's kind of soft-spoken. So as we've discussed this, she will say, I don't know how to get heard, not only because I'm a woman, but I'm not loud enough.
Right.
And I do think, like, yeah, that's true. There's so many times she'll go and hit me and I'll be like, what? I just said something, and I'll, well, dude, sorry, I didn't hear a word you said.
My thoughts are louder than your voice.
I mean, that's not me ignoring you. That's you not being loud enough to penetrate whatever thought I'm having.
Yeah.
So there's that, too.
But you shouldn't have to yell to have your opinion matter and be heard.
That's
a tough rub, man.
That's right. In a meeting with three people, all the people should be heard for sure. From that to this,
okay.
The male cosmetic counters are going to be coming very soon.
Really?
Makeup for men is big and getting bigger. According to an executive from L'Oreal, you use them?
I've heard of them.
You've heard of them?
I don't believe I've ever bought anything from the L'Oreal counter. What? Oh, you know what?
I've used
their hair dye.
Sure. I asked you that purposefully, right? Because we know that you don't really use makeup, and for a long time you had a 25-year foundation.
Listen, when I need foundation, I have some.
Right. I think most women are aware of L'Oreal, though. Yuzi, is that safe to say?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I was just...
Is that the You're Worth It?
Maybe.
I feel like it's not, but...
Because I'm worth it.
Maybelline, because I'm worth it.
Anyway.
I can't remember, but I was just laughing because remember someone won Halloween?
Yes, I was just thinking about that.
Dressed up as Sarah's 25-year-old foundation.
She dressed up as my prescriptive foundation I've had for... And she liked to have the whole bottle. It was the right shape.
Yeah.
Did she win? She should have won. Like that.
I don't think she did win.
That was a pretty great costume.
I think that person with the box with the toys inside might have won that particular one.
Oh.
Maybe.
There are always good ones.
No, really people are good. So creative.
I still can't get the shepherd out of my mind.
Oh, I like the shepherd.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah. With his sheep.
Yeah.
Well, right.
Because that's what shepherds do.
Right.
That one won for sure.
Oh, he was doing
the things that we all assume shepherds do with sheep.
No, I really wouldn't think that that's what they're up to.
Although
I have a story about that too. Let me get through this one. According.
There you go. Very good, Sarah. Oh,
Sarah watches TV.
In the 70s.
L'Oreal says we could actually see a cosmetics counter for men in department stores within the next 5 years.
Are you going to go?
No. I have worn makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a band, as you know, Sarah, and
I think that's half the reason some dudes get in bands is they're like, you know what, I need eyeliner.
I wanted chicks. Mm. I mean, I was in high school at the time, and that was really the move.
Everybody has their reasons,
right? We never did a show, but I did figure out how to get the look.
Mm.
Anyway, no, I wouldn't wear makeup.
Yeah,
no, I don't like.
Sometimes
stuff
just concealer and stuff guys want, you know? Like it's a...
I can see why someone wants
it. Sure. Got a little rosacea or something.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. A little foundation.
I mean, if I wouldn't mind if John wore makeup.
You, what?
Yeah, you
yes,
would.
You would.
If he was,
you would kick that guy to the curb.
Get out of
You'd
here.
Be like, yeah, he would.
The things you've said in the past, you are
Scott,
the worst.
That is ridiculous.
If he
That's
wore,
the dumbest thing you've ever
right?
said.
If he wore a little eye stuff around his eyes.
You are
I'm not talking eyeliner.
None of us
believe
you.
No. I'm talking like a little
concealer.
Concealer
underneath.
Around his eyes. If he wanted to put a little dab there, I'd be like, okay. But not a full face of makeup or not eyeliner or not eyeshadow.
She comes home with lipstick on. I know, she's
I'm
cuckoo
not
for Cocoa Puffs.
Whatever.
Are you talking about the bags or what? Under the eyes?
Yeah.
He's saying he's got a little Vince Vaughn action happening there.
You know,
he's older, dude. You know, give the guy a break. Don't make him wear makeup. God, you're shaming him into wearing makeup. And then you're gonna break up with him because you can't stand a dude in makeup. God, what are you doing?
Are you gonna wear my bras too?
I got you a ta-ta towel.
Oh, I did order that, by the way. I ordered you.
Had a couple more people posted on my Facebook. Someone even this morning, a gal this morning, messaged me and showed it to me.
I ordered one.
And I said, Vinny ordered one.
Yeah. It's on the way. I told her.
Linda.
The size range, and she picked the right size for her. I wasn't willing to guess.
Mm.
As you've definitely said, triple D, F, H, who knows what you are.
Right.
So anyway, she went with a medium.
Oh, a medium.
I did?
So these are for major boulders.
Yes. Boulders.
I thought it went for large.
Nope. You said medium.
Did it? Well, you read me the sizes.
Yeah.
So I went with whatever it is.
Right.
Usually I go large with everything, but maybe this particular thing I went medium.
That means there's girls out there who are rocking, you know, much more humongous boobs than you.
Oh, well, fully.
It's
yeah.
not
hard
meant
to believe.
To be worn out of the house either. It's just a towel.
Yeah, I it's not. I'll wait till you've done your review on it.
I don't
maybe
have
you'll
high
like
hopes.
It. I mean,
listen,
honestly,
I wasn't willing to pay $50 for it, but
right.
Vinny was. So
right.
If he wants to spend $50, I'll try it.
She was willing to spend $15 on those eyelashes with the magnets in them, though.
We also ordered that.
We ordered
those
yesterday.
I can't believe you found it for $15.
Listen, I'm a bargain hunter. Also, it appeared in my feed, and that's what the price was. So.
Instagram? It was Instagram?
Yeah.
Because the other ones are like $70.
Yeah, no, well, that's, you had said that. And so I finally saw the ad again because I'd been waiting to see it. And so I clicked it and it was
should you
$15.
Really buy discount magnetic eyelashes?
Yep.
Yes.
Do you really
should.
Think
you
that's
should.
The best move?
Yep. Well, it's funny. I bought myself a pair and you said, like, $15, go out there right now and get them for me.
Yeah, I made her get them before the secret show.
I fear it's going to be like two bricks clamping onto your eyelid. You won't even be able to open your eyes and they'll be hanging off you like.
It's a $15 chance I'm willing to take.
These things are
what if
past your nose.
What if they're amazing?
Are we going to need to cut them down?
We might. Well, you put them on and trim them, right? It's a great idea to have scissors by your eyes.
Anyway.
Oh, men's
taboos
makeup.
Are disappearing around men using makeup, so soon enough, guys will have more options. Mm. Me, I prefer to work with ugly. I don't want to set some precedent I can't live with.
Well, it is true. Once you start wearing makeup all the time, then you feel like you need it, and you just feel, you know, hideous without it.
So there's that.
I say, let the sun kiss your face and
be done with it.
And be done with it.
Some guy shared a story. We've all seen American Pie, where the young man is told by his friends that if you sleep with warm apple pie, it's like being with a lady. So that's the sort of theory and the reason why the boy is caught with that on his man area. Mm-hmm. And this story is about, and it's online at Reddit, about a guy who posted a story about how he was with a coconut.
Oh.
And actually,
they seem so unyielding and unforgiving.
It says here in the start of the article, if we learned anything from watching American Pie or from just living life, it's that men will put themselves pretty much anywhere in an effort
in
to. Right. And I've told you my stories about my puberty years. Mm. I mean, I was
shampoo bottles.
Tried.
Yeah.
Tried. Absolutely. Disappeared a whole melon. The whole thing about that is they're
cold.
And, you know, when you take that from your mom's bought stuff, come home with groceries, she knows that what she's bought, and suddenly there's a giant missing thing.
Mm.
And you're the only one that's home, and
she just shakes her head and walks away. Like, does she just assume
knows
what you did
with it? I honestly don't think that my mom has had enough life experience
to know that you
to have any idea
yourself
that anyone
every day.
Would be dumb enough to try and hollow out a melon and see what happens. Anyway, it's happening online that coconuts. So it's one person writes and a flood comes in that it's now the. So I don't know if you have these in your house and your boys have been, you know, disappearing coconuts like crazy.
No, that's not.
But it's the latest trend as apparently there's like a coconut butter. Once the thing is opened up, I guess drilled out is probably a better, more appropriate way to put it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how they're getting, you know, do they have a hole saw? Like, I don't understand. Do people have those laying around their houses? Like, it would need to be a significant sized hole. And
well, you know, men are pretty smart about these things.
You most
why they're
definitely
so handy with tools, I guess.
Every guy who's gone through puberty has had that moment running around the house in a fit of effort to make something new happen, something new and exciting.
Hmm.
I mean, let's really hope that people aren't looking down on you from heaven and can see you at all times, because there's no way you're going to want to see them up when you get up there.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, they're, you know, they're not judging you up there.
You don't think?
They just go, oh, the human condition.
Is that what it is? Mm.
God didn't want you to. Your arms would be shorter.
Well, right. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think also, that's the conversation you might have with someone is, you got arms and they can reach. What's with hollowing out coconuts?
Yeah. Well, that's called imagination. It's
or
what,
the honey
it's what
do your mom
us from the animals.
For after dinner. How about a fast fact?
The angels watching. That's so funny.
Well,
that has occurred to you.
It hasn't occurred to you?
No.
You've never been up to some nonsense and thought, please don't let them be looking.
Don't let Grandpa be
watching. I hope Grandpa watching.
Yeah,
not
no.
Absolutely.
Doesn't.
I agree with you, Missy.
This nightmare. Yeah.
I started questioning all that stuff pretty at a pretty early age. Like, that's a bunch of BS.
What?
Yeah.
All right. The Beatles are the only artists that have ever had five songs in the top five spots on the Billboard chart simultaneously. On April 4th, 1964, the top five were Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me.
Oh, funny.
The Beatles, everyone.
The Beatles. People must have gotten close, though. Doesn't it feel like sometimes, like, you know, Justin Bieber will have four songs at least in the top 10 or, the, you know.
Yes.
People have gotten close, but that's actually pretty amazing. That that record stood this long.
Well, the Beatles were pretty special.
They were.
Even if you're not interested in them today, they were pretty special. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Anna Faris's podcast has a segment like The Secret Show where people ask her for advice.
Oh.
So she does bad advice.
I wonder if we started doing it first.
I bet we did.
We've been doing that podcast a long time.
Right. Has she had a show since the announcement?
I don't know. They just didn't we just get the announcement yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah.
So she might have. Maybe she ran right out to talk about it.
I bet not. How do you talk about it? What are you going to say?
I don't know.
I mean, I've had problems in my own relationship, and then I got to show up at work the next day, and you just go, how am I supposed to? I'm not. I can't address that.
Her last podcast was up on July 31st.
Oh.
Sucks. I mean, especially if that's what you do. I mean, she's lucky enough to say, you know what, I'm just going to act for a little while. I can just put that podcast on the shelf until happier times.
Is her podcast ranked? Like, do they have rankings for podcasts?
She only has 84 episodes in total.
Oh.
We have 1,281, I think.
We don't have more than that?
Who the hell is texting me?
Whose phone?
Oh, please, it's your mom.
It's your mom?
Of course it is.
What's
up with Ellie?
What'd you do now?
Hey, Ma.
Read it. Hey, Ma.
Yeah, what'd you do? What'd she say?
What'd we say wrong?
What'd you do? What'd you say?
Nothing makes Vinny any happier than talking about his wiener.
All right.
Actually,
Ellie.
You know what, Ellie? What makes me happier is talking about you and your cocoa butter thighs. I love that. Your nude tanning ways. Let's talk about Ellie for a minute.
You can.
Do you think that your brother and his friends watched Ellie and you get naked? You think that was a thing? Or was it just
you? I don't
know,
Vinny.
At the same damn time.
We were never naked together, my mom and I. There was no weird 70s porn going on in
but
my
you,
house.
But do you think that your mom was the hot mom? Like,
oh, she was the hot
the
mom.
The boys in the neighborhood
she was definitely
would for
the
sure
hot mom.
Gather around the hole in the fence and
Village
be like...
Village used to want to come over just to, hey, what's your mother up to?
Mrs. Clark's laying naked again. Pass it on.
They would have had a long way to go. We lived out in the sticks. It was pretty safe to sunbathe nude at your house.
It was?
It was. It wasn't like we were in it. You could barely see the neighbors'
you
houses.
You do know we were just talking about young boys and the length they'll go to.
Yep.
Ellie.
Yeah. She was never a modest person.
Oh, she didn't mind.
I'm sure she would have gone, oh, no, and pulled a towel over her if she'd known, but...
You think she was loud about it then? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think
I'm
she was just...
I'm going outside
trying to lay naked.
No, she wasn't. But she wasn't, you know, I'm sure she wouldn't have, like, lost her mind if she found out some neighborhood kid was looking at her.
Don't take pictures.
Nobody had
my
cameras
back
then.
My left side's better.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Oh, well, let's see. Taylor Swift is going on trial.
I heard she's going to testify.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, she's countersuing the guy, but the main thing is he's suing her for defamation and the fact that he lost his job. So, you know, she's on trial.
Oh.
And then I got a detail about some of the costumes from Game of Thrones that made me so happy that I feel that I must share this with you. And more after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.